Listener production.
Lee Jollo with you. A new survey by UWI claims that Tasmanian drivers are among the most polite in the country. It shows that 87% of drivers knew to wait patiently for another to parallel park as per the road rules. And UWI's Marnie Jackson says we also rank number one for the one finger salute.
Now the one finger wave, to make it clear, I'm talking about your index finger, and it's almost that nod to the other driver.
Tassie Labor thinks the state's future depends on increasing our electricity generation capacity. The party believes stalled spending on renewable power is slowing the rollout of a range of projects capable of creating hundreds of Tassie jobs. Labor leader Dean Winter says the Tasmanian economy is slowing because there isn't enough power for it to grow. The state government says it is a priority. Overseas, and former US President Donald Trump's historic hush money trial has kicked off in the States, with lawyers giving opening statements. Trump is facing a number of charges of falsifying business records, allegedly to cover up a payment before the 2016 election. Speaking outside of court, he says his focus should be on campaigning.
This is what took me off and takes me off the campaign trail. It's very unfair what's going on, and I should be allowed to campaign.
And the PM will make history today, set to become the first sitting Prime Minister to walk part of the Kokoda Trail. Anthony Albanese will spend the next 2 days trekking the track to commemorate Anzac Day, accompanied by his PNG counterpart and members of the Defence Force. To sport now, and an honest Josh Rochelli admits he wasn't brave enough in two crucial contests during Friday night's narrow loss to Essendon, the Crows forward telling Nine he owns his mistakes.
The first one was just more about I thought someone was coming right over the top of me and just, wasn't brave enough in that situation, which, I'm going to have to take that and move on and learn from it. And the other one was just a complete misjudge.
And Jay Bowden is back at Glenorchy. The veteran retired at the end of 2020 but kept in shape at the old Scholars Football Association and now back in the TSL.